It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Rawhide. Oh, boy. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, that a boy. Yes, yes.
There's Hank riding in on his horse. Oh.
Yeehaw.
Now he's coming in on a helicopter.
You are not right.
Thank you.
Mad.
Thank you.
How you doing, young man?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Yep. You had a great ball game last night.
We did have a good ball game. Absolutely.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is,
One point game.
Hey, I listened to the whole second half on the way home.
Right. I've had two close games this week.
Yeah, you have.
And there for a while, I didn't have any close games. Yep. So.
Yep, so.
But you beat me home by a long ways last
night.
Not
a lot. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So you said I stink, and I said, no, I'm already showered. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, when you said you were beating me home, I said, you stink, man.
Well,
you know?
It's very hurtful, Phil.
Especially when you're going a long ways. How many miles did you travel from
basketball? What was it, 59 miles?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. You're an hour away, and you beat me home.
Yeah, hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, crazy. Well, today is National Compliment Day.
Look really, really nice today, Phil.
It's a day for people to focus on the positive and appreciate others. There you go.
Yeah. You look really, really nice. And you know what? It's even better when you leave.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? There you go.
Have you lost weight?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'm just
my goal is still going on for...
Really?
Yes.
It's a seafood diet?
No. I try to be careful. But the problem is and you get... Because I don't eat nothing until like 3:30.
Yep, I know.
And then boom. Then you eat your... maximum of 6,000 calories a day, and you move up.
Eat your weight.
Oh, boy.
We'll have to have an intervention. I think Ty Mulholland's coming into the morning show another month or something.
Really?
Like that. So we'll have to have an intervention.
I'm going to be sick that day.
See what she thinks of the all-you-can-eat diet.
Yeah, she will say no, Henry.
I'm sure she probably will, but... Oh, well.
Yeah.
When she comes in, we always shut the break room door because...
Well, and the offices and everything else.
Taco Doritos or
we
whatever.
We put a blinder on her, so please go straight back there. Don't look at anything. But
so inquiring minds want to know, Hank. I had a caller earlier today. They said, ask that that wise feller that's on with you in the morning. And I said, who?
Who?
And But they have not seen cardinals this
really?
Year. The birds, the cardinals. And so I was going to say... I'm going to beat you to the punch when I say, where are the Cardinals at? You'd say St. Louis. So I'm going to beat you to the punch. That's,
They're in Arizona.
Yeah. But, that's true. I didn't beat you to the punch there. But nonetheless, they said that they haven't been seeing Cardinals this year.
So I haven't either.
Did they stop in Boscobel?
They haven't stopped and see me.
Huh. Interesting.
I usually feed them pretzels.
Do you?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. Maybe they're boycotting me.
Maybe they are. Huh. Well, if you're serving them pretzels, you got to put out some Coca-Cola or something too, because it probably gets a little. I mean, Coca-Cola.
I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you. This is what you do: you go down to Chet's Feed and Seed, and ask them, "We need cardinal food," and they will set you up, and you will have cardinals.
Cardinals food. So that's cardinal what it's, food. That's what it's gonna take. Yeah. Okay.
Like this weekend, I mean, I would have chips and dip and stuff for cardinal food.
For cardinals?
Yeah. But, Chet's will get you going down there.
Chips and dip.
Uh-huh. Chips and dip, yeah. Did I tell you my moles are back?
You better get them checked with a doctor.
Yes.
Oh, you mean in the ground?
Yes. Yeah, but not those moles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are back too. But, they hit me real, real right before the frost.
How can they be digging now?
They're not digging now.
Well, what are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing. But
how do you know they're back then?
Because I've just found tunnels in my yard, and I can't, I can't destroy them.
No. Uh-uh.
So, but I found there's eight tunnels in my yard.
Eight tunnels?
Eight tunnels.
Wow.
They are going down again.
They must have tunneled out of the prison.
I am going. Or the school.
Yeah, I suppose it could have been. Right?
But they're going down.
They're going down.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but they're back.
Henry Bray versus the Moles.
Again,
2025.
Year two.
It's a smackdown in basketball.
I tell you what.
Huh. Wow.
And I try to take care of my yard, you know. And it's just like, they don't care.
You'd need a jackhammer to get down the ground now, I would think.
I could kill them?
Yeah.
Do they hibernate?
Well, they just go deeper, I think. I don't know.
I wonder if a guy could drill a hole in there, pour some gas in there.
That's not economically friendly, I don't think. But whatever, Hank.
I would hate to have my house go kabooey.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get rid of the moles. It reminds me of Caddyshack.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray's character trying to get rid of Mr. Gopher.
Yes.
You know? And he eventually uses dynamite and blows up the whole course. And then Mr. Gopher's dancing in the end of the movie. Didn't even faze him. So
I think they laugh at me in my yard.
I think so too. Yeah,
because I've bought new traps. I mean, I've put chewing gum. Yeah. I've put Irish Spring.
Irish Spring soap.
Yeah, they don't care.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
Yeah, but then coffee grounds. Yeah, they don't care.
They're probably making coffee right now.
Hey, thanks, Hank.
Thanks, Hank. Giggling.
We'll see you in the spring.
If we could drill down there and put a microphone down there, I'd like to hear.
You would love to hear how they're
speaking about.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Look at that stupid trap.
God, he's a dummy.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, what is it?
But they say that they're there for reasons because of grubworms, right?
I've killed them. I thought I did.
Well, you must not have. I don't know. Either that or they're there for coffee and, you know, maybe they...
Chewing gum.
Maybe they need a little gas for their mole car.
Mole car.
What do you do, Hank?
I don't know what you do. I don't know, but...
That's too bad. I don't even worry about mine. I mean, I just like... I'm figuring they're aerating the soil for me.
No, I do not like them.
Don't you?
No.
Yeah, I don't worry so much about it.
No.
I mean, if I step in one and break my ankle or something, then maybe I will. But
you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll be mad.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. So, what else do you know? I think you're supposed to... give us some insight.
Did you know in 1963 a man in Turkey discovered a vast lost underground city while rejuvenating his home? Rejuvenating his home?
I wonder if he was going after moles and he found this
That's what I'm thinking.
City. Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, that's what...
A man in Turkey. They didn't say it was a turkey in basketball. So
the same thing. Did you know the game of cricket originated in Belgium?
Did not know
not
that.
Not England?
No.
Yeah.
Did not know that. That's interesting, Hank. It's amazing you know this stuff off the top of your head.
It's crazy that... NASA stopped painting the fuel tank on the space shuttle because the white paint added about 6,000 pounds to its weight.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not 600 pounds, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 600, again, but still.
600 pounds is a lot of paint.
Sometimes I remember the Apollo rockets when they would blast off, that they would show the paint, you know, like shrouding off as it was going up, like and coming off.
So. Yeah, but you know, but talk about someone's lost his job over that.
I suppose, yeah.
Did you know in Russia, smiling for no reason is frowned upon?
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a sign of stupidity.
Smiling for no reason is a sign of stupidity?
Yeah, in Russia.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And I wouldn't fit in very well.
I'm stupidity all over
there
the place.
Are. Village idiot right
I'm
there.
I'm sure someone else is here. She already broke her computer this morning.
Yeah, what
she
else?
I didn't break it.
I think she did.
It was broken when I got here.
We'll give you equal time.
Well, a horticulturist from Mascade called. He heard you guys talking about... your mole problem.
His mole problem.
Your mole problem.
Yeah.
He said what you do is you stick a screwdriver in the hole
and
stuff mothballs down it. He says they'll evacuate quickly.
Really? Huh. Well, there you go.
Well, you know, mothballs keep mice away when you store things, so.
That's what they say.
It hasn't worked with you.
Huh.
We've put mothballs in the back door when she comes in. She's still here.
Have my permission to smack him there if you want to. So
anyway, and where are you at tonight?
I'm in Dodgeville.
Oh, good for you. I'm over by you. I would be in the big town over. I don't even know what it's called anymore, so I think it's Darlington.
Better know where you're going before you start out.
I have done that before.
I have, too. I've been going to a game, and all of a sudden, like, wait a minute.
Why am I going this way?
Why am I going this way?
Yeah.
But
why am I going to Utter Brothers when I'm supposed to be going to Dodgeville?
True.
You know what I mean?
Well, that'd be a good stop to make before.
Oh, yeah, without question it would be. So anyway, buddy, I hope everybody, and you know what? And you failed at the weather again yesterday.
I just passed. I'm
messenger. Just saying, people are blaming Phil Nee for the weather.
It's only like, they're only like 15 degrees off, I think.
So why don't we just say, you know what? Tomorrow, look for the highs of 54, sunny.
Ooh.
You know?
If only.
Well, we can say it ain't going to happen, but have a good day. Be kind.
Say hello to your moles, right?